Henry Reinga back here with you. So now we're going to talk about that member in good standing piece. Now, you may be part of a denomination now, another religious society such as a denomination or a non-denominational church or ministry, and this activity is establishing good standing. Now, at Christian Leaders Alliance, we ask that ministers, depending on what level they are coming in, establish good standing of their life and doctrine and their walk with God, their calling to ministry, and so forth. The same is needed here. As you come into our network, the Christian Leaders Alliance, we ask that you establish good standing by bringing three recommendations, and you can gather them. We have an activity where you copy and paste the question, email it to maybe your spouse, which we do require if you're married. We'd love to see that your spouse agrees that your walk and your life and your call to ministry is there. And then two other people, maybe a friend, a colleague, maybe a leader in one of your churches or in your church. This is, again, can be a dual ordination where you can be ordained in another religious society that is a denominational local church and affiliate with Christian Leaders Alliance. But this is a good standing activity. And every 3 years, if you want to have a soul center and register a local, we will require that you keep renewing this. We want to do our best to have leaders who walk with God and who are affirmed in ministry. So this activity to establish your credentials is to gather three recommendations from your spouse, if you're married, and two others. It really goes good, and it's transparent, so you can see what people are saying about you. There's accountability, but it is a blessing both to you and to us as we see that people have confidence that your walk and your ministry, that your passion to serve Christ is in order.